Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Malul, M-A-L-U-L, first name Jacob, J-A-C-O-V, date of birth June 24, 1958, date of evaluation July 20, 2023, referring physician is Dr. Hassan. The chief complaint, 65-year-old male seen preoperatively as he had sustained a lower back injury. The HBI, the patient is a 65-year-old male who reports an industrial injury with a resultant fall having occurred on May 20, 2021, period. He suffered injuries to the neck and back, period. He further suffered injuries to the right hand, semicolon, for which he underwent hand surgery in 2021, period. He then underwent neck surgery in 2022, period. He had experienced back pain with associated numbness of the right leg, period. Pain is typically 7-8/10, period. It is worse with activity. Its intensity decreases to approximately 2-3/10 with rest, period. Pain is further worsened with any movement, period. Patient had undergone limited surgery, period. He was felt to require correction. Patient had undergone limited physical therapy, period. He is felt to require surgical treatment and is now seen preoperatively. Patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, period. The past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number, supraventricular tachycardia, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, BPH, next number, cardiarthritis, next number, kidney stones. The past surgical history, ACDF, cervical region, next number, right hand surgery, next number, umbilical hernia surgery. The medications, zinc, 50 milligrams one daily, vitamin B6, 100 milligrams one daily, Fibrostat plus 40 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams one daily, hydrochlorothiazide 5 milligrams one daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams 1 BID, lisinopril 5 milligrams take 2 daily. The allergies, allopurinol results in rash, family history, mother with hepatitis C, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking for the last 13 years. He notes occasional alcohol use, but no drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, no weight loss or weight gain, skin, no color change, eyes, he wears glasses, oral cavity, he has bleeding gum, neck, he has history of ACDF times 4, respiratory, he has no cough or dyspnea, cardiac, he has no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, gastrointestinal, he has history of hernia, genitourinary, he has BPH, remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable, except as noted in the HPI. Physical examination, blood pressure 129/77, pulse 90, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 223 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal. Patient is noted to have tenderness to palpation in the lower lumbar region, period. The neck reveals a chronic anterior well-healed scar. There is an umbilical hernia present, period. Data review, EKG reveals sinus rhythm 87 beats per minute, right bundle branch block, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The x-rays, their lumbar x-rays, there are multi-level degenerative changes with the presence of ventral osteophytes, multi-level disc-based collapse, including L2-3, L4-5, and L5-S1. There is loss of lumbar lordosis, period. No evidence of spondylolisthesis. No evidence of fracture dislocation. The impression ...65-year-old male with history of industrial injury presents for preoperative clearance. Active problems include 1. Left L4-5 synovial facet cyst, next number left lumbar radiculopathy, secondary to moderate severe central canal, and bilateral foraminal stenosis at L4-5. Next number, severe bilateral foraminal stenosis at L5-S1. Next number, status post C3-7 ACDF, March 2nd, 2022, stable. Next number, hypertension. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Next number, BPH. The patient further has abnormal ECG. He is otherwise clinically stable, period. He is cleared for his procedure, period. Patient is specifically cleared for his left L4-5 endoscopic laminectomy, comma medial facetectomy, and synovial cyst resection for diagnosis M71.38 and M54.16, period. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.